Friends Belinda and Simon were a bit fed up with their middle management jobs at the local council. However, it still came as a shock to them when there was a knock at the door, and standing there was their boss with the redundancy papers. Austerity thrust them into a new chapter of their lives, and they went their separate ways. After a couple of months on the dole, they both came to the same conclusion.
I'm fed up of having job applications rejected.
No one's hiring at the moment.
It's time for me to go self-employed.
Out came the flip charts, and the brainstorming began.
Maybe I could be a tree surgeon.
I do enjoy Facebook. Maybe I'll work as a digital and social media PR consultant.
But in fact, that wasn't to be. Eventually, Belinda decided to set up an organic, bespoke cupcake business. Simon set up on his own, running birthday parties for pets, especially dogs. Things were good. They were no longer in touch with one another, but in parallel, they used their redundancy payouts to build their new self-employed lives.
I've always loved baking, and now I can do it as a job.
Belinda got to work in her kitchen, and orders started flooding in from her friends. Meanwhile, Simon was learning about dog pedicures, how to safely put a ribbon on a hamster, and deciding how to best entertain parrots. But the dream wasn't set to continue for both of them. By chance, a few months later, they met once again when Belinda unknowingly booked Simon for her Chihuahua's fifth birthday party. As Simon gently placed the dog's legs in a miniature horse costume, they talked.
I never realised you were so good at dressing dogs.
I wasn't. It's been a steep learning curve. When I had the idea of doing pet birthday parties, I had no idea it would be so popular. Business is booming. I think by the end of next year, I'll be making more money than I used to. How are things with you?
I'll be honest, they're pretty tough. To start with, everyone I knew was buying my cupcakes, but I found it almost impossible to spread my business wider. I came to realise that the organic bespoke cupcake market is pretty saturated at the moment.
Oh no. Are you getting by?
I'm scraping by. Money's so tight. I struggle to get enough orders to fill my week. I just can't rely on my hours or my income. That initial freedom of self-employment has become like a ball and chain.
For these two friends, the pursuit of self-employment took them to very different conclusions. Belinda was forced to become self-employed and struggled to make ends meet. She could barely pay the mortgage. On the other hand, Simon was forced to become self-employed and made a great success of it.